Hey,
I'm here. We're alive.
Terrell here.
Sweet, I'm Lance. And struggling real with this one. So, sorry.
He said that like you were stressing out.
Right. Today's struggle is about things we cannot afford. Me, there's a lot of things I can't afford. Like peanut butter and jelly. All week I have been stressing over having a peanut butter jelly banana ham sandwich.
Wait, what?
Did you just say peanut butter banana ham sandwich?
Yep, peanut butter jelly banana ham sandwich.
I've never had that. Like, what is that?
It's a masterpiece. It's the taste buds of awesomeness. It's lovely.
Okay, be honest. How high were you when you first made this shit?
I was actually sober.
Oh my god.
That's even worse.
I know, right?
So you decided to put peanut butter and jelly, banana, and ham on a sandwich.
Yes, just think about it. So, peanut butter, jelly go together. Peanut butter, bananas go together. And I don't know where banana and ham come from. Maybe peanut in it.
Ham was just a wild card you just had to throw in.
That sounds so gross, but it sounds interesting. I'm gonna have to ask around to see who's all tried it before. Then maybe I'll get to make it. That can be a challenge for us. Nobody? Okay. I gotta ask.
I've been doing this since I was in middle school.
Okay. Okay. So what was wrong with the peanut butter and jelly? I mean, what was the struggle with that?
All week, I just couldn't get it. So, I have like 7 corner stores over in my neighborhood. Every day, twice a day, I walk to each of every one of these corner stores asking if they had what I needed. One store didn't have peanut butter. Another store didn't have jelly. And like, no, none of the stores had jelly. So, I'm over here. I got bread, I got peanut butter, there's ham in the refrigerator. But I can't get no jelly. I mean, Walmart's too far for me to just go to. Like, I know I'm desperate, but damn, I'm not that desperate.
You sound like you're talking about a middle-aged man that hadn't had sex in 7 years.
Oh, no.
Yes. Like, I'm just buying loaves of bread, and I'm just, like, I ate through them all. They're like, I'm just satisfied. Because there was no peanut butter, jelly, ham, banana sandwich for me stuffing in my face.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
There is no alternative. It's either you have it or you don't. That's a fallacy. It's a policy.
But what's the alternative?
Use your imagination.
Oh, God. I just automatically thought about blood.
Oh.
That was way left.
I'm sorry. Okay. I just automatically thought about blood. Okay.
Everybody be careful of AIDS. Don't piss her off or you might end up dead in a ditch.
Oh, come on. I'm not, like, fucking... I'm not that evil.
Free samples.
Free samples.
That's free. Hey, what about you, Terrell?
I've struggled with being able to acquire socks. Now, you would usually think that socks are pretty easy to come by. You know, you just lose a few pair, you go to the store and buy some. Well, at this particular instance, either all or most of my socks have either come up missing or they had a hole in them. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to the store. I was thinking I can find a pair of socks for $4, depending on where I go. I walk into the store and the lowest pair of socks they had were like $10, and I'm like, why are socks $10? But you can go to a clinic and get condoms for free.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, maybe it's because, like, you know, condoms, because it's cheaper to buy condoms. It's like, it's cheaper to get socks, but condoms are just like, oh, fuck, I don't want to have a baby and be, like, in debt for the rest of my life. Because if you have a baby, you are literally going, hey, I'm ready to be in debt today. So this what it is. You ever seen, like, a fucking medical bill for childbirth?
No.
Like, Jesus, it's just like, it looks like a fucking college tuition for a day.
Ooh. Hey.
Whoa. And then you gotta pay for the ambulance if you choose to get get one. And then you have to pay for the shot they give you. That's if you choose to, you know, do that. But that shot speeds up the process of labor so they can just go ahead and just cut you open for C-section. So there's that. Yeah.
I might just anyway. End up wearing condoms on my feet and wearing those.
But like, wearing condoms on your feet.
But like, what you rocking condoms on? What brand are they? God. Trojan.
Oh, Trojan.
That's a new, like, streetwear style.
The Magnums came out to my knees. I couldn't rock them.
Oh my god. Oh lord. That'd be like another fucking hype beast thing just because they slapped on a fucking Supreme logo on a fucking Trojan condom. They're gonna be rocking like, oh yeah, got these condom socks on.
Right.
Get your ass out of here.
Don't worry.
That's Supreme endurance and shit.
Right? Alright, well mine is like extremely recently. I realized I was struggling when I was at work. I work at Costco. So, you know, I could see everything there. And of course, I always want to buy stuff. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't. And I tried to buy chicken nuggets. The shit was $8.99 for a big ass bag of Tyson nuggets. I cried. And my manager was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't have enough money for chicken nuggets. And he was like, really? And I was like, you don't understand. Because I love chicken nuggets so much. And he was like, just go to McDonald's. And I was like, no, it's not the same. You got crappy ass chicken nuggets with a big ass bag of Tyson juicy chicken nuggets. Like, you know this shit's real, right? And that was my struggle. And I hated it. What do you guys think?
I feel like you have a problem with chicken nuggets because it's like an addiction.
I would have done the same thing. You know, like, I wouldn't even tell nobody. I would just sat there crying. They're like, oh, clean up in aisle 13. This guy crying. He's in a fetal position. He's not moving. Poor baby.
It sucks. So, I don't know. Like, if I didn't have enough for chicken nuggets, I'm pretty sure I would cry too. But like, I actually like McDonald's nuggets, especially when like you get like the really big 50 pack. They're freaking delicious.
Yeah, but that was like the ones I had. It was like literally, it was 80 chicken. It was like 5 pounds. It was about at least 80 fucking nuggets in health. And I was just like, oh, yes! Yay!
That was perfect.
I know.
Remember when we left high school? Every day we went to McDonald's. Like, everybody would got the 20-piece chicken nuggets. We went to sit in the paper.
We mixed and matched, and it was so delicious.
Yeah. Good memories indeed.
I still want to make, like, the casserole from McDonald's food.
What? These are fat ass. Okay. Casserole from McDonald's. They have already done that, okay?
I know, but I want to try it.
That's too many calories. I'm going to pass out of diabetes.
Diabetes.
You got burgers on top of burgers and sprinkle it around with some fucking nuggets to do, aka fucking sprinkles. Like, you better get that shit out of here.
You make one of
them. I thought the fries were the sprinkles.
It don't matter, bruh. I ain't eating the shit. I love nuggets with all my heart. Chicken nuggets are life. But the fact that I could fucking afford
chicken nuggets
pissed me off. Chicken nuggets, you piece of shit. Don't test me. This is serious, okay? This is serious.
Chicken nuggets. Go.
What?
I said, what would you do for chicken nuggets?
Well, what would I do for chicken nuggets? Yes. I will murder half of Costco, burn down Ellen DeGeneres Studios. I would, let's see what else. I will slap my mama and I will punch my friend in the face each, stabbing one. Terrell, that's you.
Oh, fight me, yo. Fight me then.
That's all I would do. Alright, but even though I would love to spend more on this topic, guys, we have run out of time. Okay, we have run out of time. Let's wrap it up.
We're gonna go get some chicken nuggets.
Yeah, we're gonna get some chicken nuggets right now. And I'm not sharing with any of you hoes.
Hey, I'm not with the money. The chicken. Fuck me.
Okay. Alright, bitch. Fine. Alright. I got you. No, I got you. Alright, guys. This is Ace here, and you got Lance on the other end, and Terrell. The struggle is real. We are out. That is all for today. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week on Friday night to hear what else we are struggling with.